Now, when living with sight loss, sound can take on a much bigger role in life. Now, the Bloomsbury UCL Theatre in London are offering workshops for people with a vision impairment. What's on offer? Well, Roberto David Rusconi is a composer and sound architect, and he joins me now to tell us more. Hi, Roberto.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
First of all, what does a sound architect do?
Sound architect design sound, basically. And as far as nowadays, a lot of activities, concerts, installation, virtual reality are based in immersive sound. This means surround sound, spatial sound. When you have loudspeakers all around you, all over your head, you need this kind of situation to be properly designed and the sound accordingly. So this is my main field of research and application now.
So is it fair to say that you create soundscapes?
Yes, I create soundscapes, but also, you know, when you write a new symphony or a new piece of music theater or a dance theater, you need to shape the sound for this kind of immersive environment. So I also write the content, and then I adapt it for this kind of, you know, all-around soundspeaker scenario.
And of course, we're all used to soundtracks in movies, but they can actually make a big difference to the whole overall feel of a movie, can't they?
Yes, basically nowadays, a lot of producers invest a lot of money in the music because it shapes emotions. So if you watch a movie or a documentary, or also sometimes a political report, and there is no sound behind it, it looks strange. And the emotions, they don't really trigger so fast because we are so used to so much visual information that we don't emotionally react to it anymore. And instead, sound is still able really to touch us really deep inside.
Yes, I have a real interest in music, Roberto, and it never ceases to amaze me how a certain chord structure can just bring out certain emotions in you.
Yes, and under the point of research, if you ask almost everybody what is the main thing that is able to create strong emotions in them, beside, obviously, personally life experiences, right? Everybody is going to tell you music, sound. And the amazing thing is that still nowadays it's completely unexplained. Nobody, nor scientists, nor psychophysiologists or neurophysiologists, are able to tell you why sound is able to trigger emotions. There are theories, but there is no sure thing behind it. And I think this is also why it makes it so interesting, you know.
I always look at children and music, and I think there's something primal in us, especially when we're young, that we're just open to rhythm and sound. I think as we get older, sometimes we lose a bit of that, though.
Yes, and it is exactly as you said. It's really very ancient, deep. Noam Chomsky, that is the American amazing scientist that has studied language, says that before language, there was a communication through sound. So we were screaming, we were, praying, we were trying to communicate to one another, and we have done this for thousands of years, you know. So this is really, really deeply connected inside us, and it is all across gender, all across cultures, all across cultural backgrounds, you know. It's really something that unifies us all as human species.
Now, let's talk about the workshops then. What have you got on offer?
Basically, what we decided to offer are three different aspects. One are general workshops, and I invite really everybody that is able to be here in London to come over to check, for visually impaired and blind people to understand more about sound, to cool. So from noises to sound of animals and nature to urban sounds to music, because visually impaired and blind people not only refer to sound as their main source to move, but also they have a much deeper understanding that we that are not visually impaired have nowadays.
Will you be creating kind of soundscapes then?
Yes, we both work together. So I both ask the people that come to the workshop to record with their phones sounds that, for example, make them scared, or sounds that they make cry, or sounds that they make them move. And then we talk about these sounds, and we disseminate research and understanding of how to, you know, relate to these sounds, how to understand these sounds better. And also, I bring my own content, and I ask everybody, what is your take, what is your opinion on this? And basically, we have already done 12 sessions during last year, and we go from sounds of animals to sounds of a concert to sounds of noises in the city. And it's really great because it is a mutual, you know, journey. All these people bring their own opinion on these sounds, and we bring research that has been developed at UCL that now has three departments. One is studying ear and how we really listen and understand sound, and another one is studying urban soundscapes, and another one is studying why the sounds of nature are disappearing. So it is really a common journey. And also, at the end of this workshop, we will create something together that is a music dance theater event that we will showcase in September, end of September, at Turf Theater in Hackney, that is the first fully immersive theater in London and one of the first in the world.
It sounds really exciting, actually. What kind of feedback have you had from Blind and Partially Sighted people that have come along up to now?
Basically, we have been really very happy because, first of all, we have seen that they were coming. You know, there is always some kind of doubt who will come, who will be interested. For a visually impaired and especially total blind people, it is always, you know, a challenge to move and to come to a location they don't know. And instead, we have seen them coming and coming back and inviting their friends. And also, we have Clarissa, that she's in charge of Blind Aid, and she's connected to the RNIB Association to disseminate this kind of information, has not only harvested a lot of very good comments and positive comments, but the best signal that there is interest is that when I ask them to send me sound, to send me information, recorded information on how they react after our workshop, they always are very, very, very proactive. So it has been really an amazing adventure, and we are really looking forward to keeping on doing it, at least till the end of the so-called school year, so till July.
And you also create podcasts, don't you?
Yes. We began to do podcasts that are just informative. So they are podcasts that share what we do during the workshop for the people that have not been able to come, and also to remember to the ones that were there what we've been discussing and what we, for example, require to do. But now we are doing a second series of podcasts to integrate this one, that is with a researcher from Washington, Ohio State, in the United States University, about how sounds from natural soundscapes are disappearing. When we talk about, you know, what is happening to our planet, and we are losing a lot of animal species and plant species, we don't realize that we are losing a whole sound universe that will never come back, and that, as we said at the beginning, has shaped what we are as humankind for thousands of years. So, you know, we are addressing this kind of sensibility to inform everybody what's happening.
No, I actually, if I was in London, Roberto, I would be signing up for this. It sounds right up my street. How do we get information on the workshops? When and where are they taking place?
So we have a website, it is www.intrasonus.org, but basically we are sending this information to a couple of referents at Blind Aid and the Royal National Institute of the Blind People and on Twitter. So there will be, you know, everything we do is going to be posted there, but I think that if you are so kind, we will send all this information to you. So we will really appreciate if you can say everything via radio, so people can listen to it, and if they are interested, can come over if they are in London or if they pass by. And I would love to invite everybody, if he's able to come over in September, because that will be really something worth listening to.
Well, we will certainly put the information that you send us up onto Audioboom with this interview, so that all of you can get the information. But in the meantime, Roberto David Rusconi, it's been fantastic to chat with you. Thank you very much.
I thank you really, really deeply, honestly, for the interest that you have given in what we are doing. And please come over if you pass by London.